You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City. Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hanson Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at KSLSports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hope you're all having a great Wednesday. All right, so Hans and I, we can talk sports all day and sound somewhat intelligent about it. But when it comes to politics and when it comes to all the legal stuff, when in regards to what's going on downtown, the arena, the state legislature, the funds, tax increases, all that other stuff, we sound really dumb. So to help us out, Lindsay Ertz, who I've known forever, she used to do promotions with us, the old K-Fan.
Right.
And now she's a freaking star on KSL TV as a reporter. You're knee-deep in the legislative as sessions and then obviously what's going on now. So thanks for hanging out and kind of making sense out of this whole thing.
Well, this is crazy to me that I get to talk with you, Scotty, and you, Hans, in terms of like sports stuff, because this is not my wheelhouse. I mean, I generally follow sports, right? But being on a sports talk station feels a little intimidating. But yeah, I do tend to report on legislative issues, and here sports and the legislature are kind of intersecting, so it seems appropriate.
Well, let's kind of start into some of the tweets that you sent out in regards to the project and the interest that has started. Give us kind of the groundwork of what you found out and what you were tweeting about yesterday.
Yeah. So yesterday we learned that the Smith Entertainment Group, and obviously led by Ryan Smith, has applied to start the process with the city of Salt Lake in order to build and or rebuild an arena for a professional sports team downtown. Now, you notice I'm being very careful with my words because the Smith Entertainment Group has not said whether the Jazz will expand, just the arena will expand for the Jazz, whether the NHL team will play in downtown in this new revamped arena. He hasn't said whether the arena will just expand, and he hasn't officially said whether they could build a second stadium, right? So we don't know any more of those details. What we do know is that he has put a ring on it with Salt Lake City to say, we want to be engaged, we want to do something, and this formally starts the process. Now, that was a step that was significant because it had to happen for this legislative piece to kick in. And there's a whole bunch of parameters around Smith's application and what he has to lay out for the city of Salt Lake in order for them to agree to approve a sales tax increase that would help go to fund building the stadium.
So, again, let's go to that. Now, the sales tax increase has not gone into effect,
no.
But it can if all of this stuff gets approved.
Yeah, and there are stipulations in the law and deadlines in the law, which is why you are seeing this process really ramp up now, right? In addition to the talks that Ryan Smith is having with the NHL, and you guys probably know more about the Board of Governors meeting that's supposedly happening tomorrow, and has to happen there. So at the same time that is happening, the law stipulates, this new law that we just passed, stipulates that by September 1st, the city and the applicant, who in this case is Ryan Smith, have to have a decision or have to have terms agreed on for what's going to happen with the stadium and surrounding area by September 1st. The tax increase has to be approved by the end of the year, December 31st. So they have these deadlines in place. Meanwhile, the city is scrambling to say, okay, we got to like get public input. We got to do all our meetings. We got to have a whole public process here in order to, you know, do all these changes we're going to make. But the law stipulates these deadlines, which is why things are moving so quickly.
So, Lindsay, help me understand what the approval process looks like. Who's approving it? And how persuasive can Ryan Smith be in the process, or you know, outside presences be in the process of trying to get this through?
Yeah, so this was a lot of the questions that the city council brought up at a meeting they held last night, an informational meeting with their lawyer to just ask all these questions, right? And the way the lawyer sort of described it to the city council was that the Smith Entertainment Group and the city have to agree both on a project area where the tax increase is going to help build the stadium, and they also have to agree on the terms of basically a contract between the city and Smith Entertainment Group. And that contract has to have stipulations like you need to have a traffic mitigation plan. You need to have a homeless population mitigation plan. You need to have a financial plan. You need to have a map of what you're going to do. So it lists out all these stipulations that the applicant, again, in this case being Smith Entertainment Group, has to lay out before the city, and those terms they have to agree on before they can, before the city approves on the tax increase. So you can think of the project area as being this place where the sales tax is going to go help fund, right? So a specific like 10 acres in the downtown area with the Delta Center kind of at the heart of that. And then you can think of the contract between the city and Ryan Smith as a separate piece where they have to agree to all these terms that Ryan Smith, some of them are laid out in the law and some of them are required by the city.
Wow.
Is that too complicated?
No,
Does that make sense?
This is awesome. All right. So let me ask you this. You know, the church owns some land downtown, like Park Place, mm-hmm. right here, right across from our studios. If they wanted to do something in that regard, could there be multiple applicants or
to work together
to develop downtown?
Yeah, so what I will say is there could be applicants, but the law stipulates that the applicant has to have a major sports league franchise contract, right?
So it's only Ryan then.
Yeah, if the church wanted to buy a sports team and then apply to do this, they could, right? But in theory, what also could happen is the church, I'm not suggesting that they're doing this or that I've heard anything to this nature, but the church could sell land to Ryan Smith.
Okay.
Or the church could just be supportive, which they have been already, right, of the decisions of the Smith Entertainment Group to develop the downtown area and act as a partner and a public partner in that way.
What's the number on the sales tax? And is it just Salt Lake City alone?
Yes. So it's Salt Lake City proper. So this isn't the countywide. This is just a city sales tax increase, and it would increase by 0.5%. So anytime you go get a burger in downtown, anything you pay sales tax for is going to go up by 0.5% if this all gets approved, and we will know that by the end of the year.
Is there a cap on that number in terms of the total dollar amount?
Yes. So there, I don't know the number figure, but what happens is there is a cap on the number in terms of, I think this is something that Smith Entertainment Group and the city has to come to terms on. Once they agree on that cap, then the sales tax increase, once it hits that cap, the sales tax increase goes away. So it's not like the money goes back into the general fund. The sales tax increase would go away. So say they hit that figure in 20 years as opposed to 30 years. Right now, the law stipulates that this contract can exist for 30 years. If that cap is hit in 20 years, then the sales tax increase would go away and we'd no longer be publicly funding efforts to build construction and benefit the stadium area.
So, Lindsay, in the circles that I run in, and, you know, if I send out a tweet, in fact, I think I did send out a tweet and said, would you get on board with a tax increase to have this new structure? And, you know, I'm assuming it's probably a dual unit. That would be my guess. Is it's NBA and NHL. Again, that's no insight. That's just a wild guess.
Right.
But when you go
to
these...
We just don't have that much land, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
when you go to these extents, though, and you know, where you can house them both, there's got to be some parking and there's got to be some, mm-hmm. you know, some structure. But I've got to imagine it's for both. So I could send out a tweet and say, are you for it? And get 95% of people that would say, oh, absolutely. Tax me. Bring in the NHL. In the circles that you run in and the people that you talk to, how popular or unpopular is this?
Yeah, there's a lot of conversation around the public benefit that sports teams and stadiums, publicly financing stadiums, actually bring to local economies. And I think that's the conversation that, depending on your perspective, you're either like, like you said, yeah, tax me and bring this stadium. It doesn't impact me that much. I'm not going to feel a 0.5% tax increase. But if you come from a low socioeconomic status, perhaps, you know, you feel that 0.5% increase in every grocery you buy, right? And every diaper you try to put on your kid, you feel the pinch of that penny, right? And the argument is sort of, you know, it brings this public benefit, but is it going to make the city money, right? Are we going to see the revenues increase because of the team we put in? You know, the theory is people are coming downtown, they're spending money, they're buying burgers, they're shopping, right? They're going to restaurants, they're boosting the economy with the infusion of this sports team that brings them downtown. But many economists have said that doesn't necessarily come to fruition. And I think that's where you're getting a lot of, I don't care about this sports team, don't tax me just to build a stadium. But nonetheless, I mean, the Salt Lake City will get its feedback on that through their elected officials.
Let's talk about elected officials. I mean, you don't need to name names, but publicly, it seems like everybody's on board. Privately, are there some concerns there?
Let's see. I think that the city council is very concerned about the generational legacy that this leaves. And I think the city council is very concerned with how they do this. And they talked last night in a meeting about how, if they mess this up, it could leave generations to fix their mistakes, right?
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know what messing things up looks like, but essentially they're charging their residents more in order to help build this stadium and benefit and revitalize this downtown area. And, you know, they talk about it like an opportunity, but I think there's a lot of concern and just worry that they get it right.
So, are you ready for the stupid question of the interview?
Please. Okay. I feel like these are not stupid questions.
I'm going to throw this on top of the pile. Does this tax increase affect the people in Laverkan the same way it would the people in Eagle Mountain, the same way it would people here in downtown Salt Lake City?
No, the people in Laverkan aren't being taxed. The people in Laverkan are not seeing a tax increase from this because the city of Salt Lake...
Unless they drive up and get a burger across
the
street.
Yes, okay. Unless they come buy a burger in Salt Lake City or they go shopping in Salt Lake City, right? They're the sales tax, whatever sales tax funds that... or whatever you buy that has sales tax, that's where you're paying a little bit more in Salt Lake City alone. So the residents of Salt Lake City will see it a lot more because, you know, how often are you a resident of Salt Lake City and you're going shopping in the area you work, you're going out to eat in the area where you live, right? Stuff like that. So the residents of Salt Lake City will feel it. And I don't even know if I should say they feel it. They'll see the increase, right? But the people of Laverkan are not paying a sales tax increase. And this kind of is a natural transition into the MLB deal, where originally the deal to allow the MLB stadium included a statewide hotel tax increase, right?
Yep.
And that's where the residents down in Washington County were like, hold up.
Yep.
We are not okay with our industry and the economic driver of our area, the taxes going up there, so we can fund a stadium in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
All right, so let's differentiate, because I think a lot of people think these are the same thing. There
right.
were two different bills in terms of Major League Baseball and NHL. So kind of walk us through what that situation looks like.
Yeah, so the MLB deal is still contingent on a franchise agreement with the Larry H. Miller Group. So that has to happen in order for that deal to start. But the way that tax increment is set up is it's the same type of zone that's set up in Salt Lake City. And you'll have to forgive me if I don't have all the details on this because it's been a minute since I covered it. NHL is fresh in my mind, but the MLB deal is a little more foggy. But that sets up a tax increment where basically, in layman's terms, and I may be oversimplifying this, what you do is you freeze the tax at this rate, okay? And you say, stopping on this day, here's the tax. Then there's an increment in the property tax increases that happens over, say, X amount of time. When you bring in a team and it starts to raise more money, you get more businesses coming in, right? You get more revenue generated from the property taxes and the land use taxes in that area. And then you take the increment in that tax and you put it towards this project area to help build the stadium, et cetera, et cetera. So it's different proposals. One is a direct, the NHL deal is a direct sales tax increase of 0.5% in Salt Lake City. The other one is a little more weedy. The MLB deal is a little more weedy in terms of the increment in tax financing. It's called tax increment financing, where the increment in that financing is what goes to help pay for the stadium.
So,
does that make sense?
Yeah, but nothing's into effect until the Millers get awarded a team.
Yep, until teams are agreed upon, franchises are signed.
When I was going through that, it looked like the fairgrounds were going to receive some benefit off that as well.
Yeah, and they should. So this area would include the fairground area and just kind of this west side, basically along North Temple, right? This whole area will get this sort of this revitalization. And that's kind of this argument, too, is that both these stadiums hinge around areas that lawmakers are arguing need to be revitalized and need some public infusion. Without these stadiums, would that happen? That's kind of the argument of maybe this is a catalyst for that. And that's why people are supporting it.
So, Lindsay, I'm curious with this. Do you think that there is an urgency to get there first? So let's say
NHL versus MLB.
Yeah, let's say the NHL passes. Does that affect what could happen in the future?
I think they are separate deals and they just happen to be happening at the same time. And I think MLB started first as far as the legislative process, the Larry H. Miller group and their representatives working with lawmakers to solidify their deal. And then in comes Smith Entertainment Group, who's like, I'm also going to bring a hockey team. And they started working on their deal. And within 2 days of each other, both these plans were unveiled at the legislature. And we were all like, okay, now we have I knew the MLB deal was been worked on for a long time. And then in comes NHL as well. And NHL has really skyrocketed and happened faster because of the Coyotes situation and because of Smith's effort to potentially buy this team, right? And so the NHL deal has kind of usurped the MLB deal. But I think they're just separate tracks that happen to be happening at the same time.
Interesting. All right, so let's go through... the sales tax goes into place. Obviously, the Salt Lake City Council is going to work with the Smith Entertainment Group, but there's another layer, because God bless America, bureaucracy, that's going to oversee everything because they're the ones dishing out the money or they're the ones that approved this. I mean, just kind of walk us through because, you and I were talking about some people that are involved on another level in this that they want to get their hands involved.
Yeah, so let's go back to the NHL deal, talking about that specifically. And again, I'm presuming that it's for the NHL deal. It's for a stadium in downtown, right? So we're saying NHL for lack of a better word. But that deal, what has to happen is after this Salt Lake City and Smith Entertainment Group come to terms on what's going to happen with the downtown area, then it needs to be sent over to what's called the Revitalization Zone Committee, which is made up of lawmakers, two members of the House, two members of the Senate, and an appointee from the governor. And that committee approves, gives a thumbs up or thumbs down to the contract that is agreed on by Smith Entertainment Group in Salt Lake City. So they don't get to change it. They don't get to amend it. They can give a reason why they approve or disapprove, but ultimately, they also have to sign off on the contract that those two entities come to terms on. So, yes, they have their hand in the pot in that they get to give a thumbs up or thumbs down, but they don't have oversight in terms of they get to say what this zone is. They get to say how it's constructed, stuff like that. I mean, maybe behind the scenes they could influence things because they have that ability and say, oh, I'll give this a thumbs down if you don't do that. I would hope in good faith that's not happening. But ultimately, this committee of lawmakers just gets to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Well, this is going to be an interesting storyline because if this, for one reason or the other, doesn't get approved in downtown, The NHL is coming to Utah, whether it's approved downtown or it's approved somewhere else. And Lindsay, you know, my opinion is, if NHL isn't approved downtown, I can't see NHL and NBA staying downtown. I think it's a package deal. The way they build arenas now for the NBA and NHL combo, I think they're efficient. I think it's very doable. And there's some NBA fanatics that feel like you get too far away from the hoop at times, but I think that these new arenas are very functional for both. And so my worry is, if we don't see this approved, then we're going to see not just the NHL leave downtown, then we'll see the NBA leave downtown. That's my biggest fear. And I don't think that our downtown can handle losing two of the only two really premier professional franchises.
And I will tell you that when this bill was being passed, I asked that very thing of State Senator Dan McKay when he was sponsoring this bill, because it really forces Salt Lake City to, if they don't approve it, that's what you're saying,
you're
right? Yeah, it could be gone, right? And so it really puts the pressure on them. Meanwhile, I will also say that I think the city sees this as a generational investment. They see it as a good thing to revitalize the downtown area, and it would come with other benefits that are not just building a sports arena in their mind. So in talking to the city council yesterday, I did ask her this question. Like, there are a lot of irons in the fire here and hands in the pot. This could go wrong at any moment, right? And she said, I think everyone is working in good faith that we all want to see this happen.
Good.
It's just a matter of how.
I'm glad
to hear
that.
Yeah.
So the general sense, and again, I'm asking you to maybe speculate a little bit here, is that everybody wants it to happen. Everybody, you know, is working towards this goal. You just have people that just want to make sure it gets done right.
Yeah, gets done right. And there are some real considerations in the downtown area. I'll give you an example. There's a street that butts up against the Salt Palace. It's known as Japantown, right? And back in the 60s, Japantown was subject to eminent domain, which is a fancy word for the government came in and
took
their land, right, in order to build what was the Salt Palace back in the 90s. This is before my time, so I'm just reporting on history that's happened before. But all of that to say, they are very concerned about those buildings on First South being being subject to eminent domain again, right? If the county or the city were to come in and say, we need this for a public benefit. Now, the city has maintained that's not going to happen. Also, you have the county who owns the Salt Palace. They're a major player in this as well, because there are different property owners for all of the land in this downtown area. And so the city, can they just make a decision based on the fact that the Salt Palace the county owns the property that the Salt Palace lives on, right? So there's a lot of questions and irons in the fire in terms of how this is all going to work out. And so, yes, while everyone is operating in good faith that they kind of want to see this happen, there are some real hard conversations that have to be had of what does this look like.
So just to reiterate, because I think a lot of our listeners want the actual details, there is a hard deadline. We aren't going to see guys sit on their hands and twiddle their thumbs and push this out to 2024 and 2025. And 26. There's a deadline of September 1st, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
And what I will tell you is there's a deadline even sooner, a loose deadline that the city council has now made known to us. They say by May 7th, they will have a public meeting with Smith Entertainment Group in order to walk through the details of the application process. So in the next month, we will know what Ryan Smith's tentative plans are to do with the stadium in downtown Salt Lake City, whether it's expanding, whether it's building a new one, whether it's NBA. Well, I don't know if specifically we'll know whether it's for NBA or NHL.
Can he propose both, or does it have to be specific to a rebuild or a new build?
It can be. Oh, so you're saying can he rebuild?
Can he bring multiple plans to that meeting?
I guess if he had a plan that he wants to redo the Delta Center and build a new arena, so long as there were enough funds, you'd have to figure out how the funds go where, right? But I think in theory, the law would allow for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he could have multiple plans.
He could, yeah. So again, all we know right now is there was an application, right, for him to apply, and we don't know any of the specifics. We can't get that application via grandma request because of its business nature, right? So we won't be able to see that. But again, I think by the deadline happening in May 7th, by May 7th, they got to kind of bring all these to light and show us what they're going to do with all this agreement, how he's going to do homeless mitigation, how he's going to do transportation, whether he plans to expand or whether he plans to build new or both or neither, which team is going there. I mean, maybe he doesn't have to reveal that per se, but why would you show us you're building a hockey arena if you're not bringing the NHL team there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we should be able to know by early May what all is happening.
Well, you can see her on KSL TV at 4, 5, and 6. You can follow her on Twitter, at Lindsay on Air. Great insight, great analysis.
Did I think, get more confusing?
No.
Okay. Actually made this make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
for me.
You know, and I appreciate it because, you know, like the old office line, like, talk to me like you're five,
yeah,
I'm five.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because Hans and I have the mentality when it comes to politics like we're 5 years old.
Well, so. I do too. It's fine. And I report on this stuff. So.
You're doing a great job on this.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to keeping you kind of on the show and in the loop because you're very helpful.
I'm happy to be here. If I find out any more information, I'm happy to come share with you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Adam just wants, he doesn't want to build you a new arena. He just wants to paint it. Let's get you in here. Let's get you going. But whether it's your house, whether it's your chicken coop, your garage, your pickleball court, whatever, you guys can make it happen.
Oh, heck yeah. And to whoever needs to hear this, I'm happy to paint the new stadium, too.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. We can handle it.
You got enough paint?
Oh, yeah.
Will you give them the free paint?
Yeah. I'm sure I could work something out with them.
If you're listening, Ryan Smith, that's free paint with the service of the exterior paint job.
Ryan, I got you. Yeah. Free paint.
The 15%, we're going to need to negotiate that one.
That one maybe have to be negotiable.
Just give them a call, 801-208-2649. Put that in your phone. Get it in your books because spring is here. You want the outside of the house to look really good. What's the typical call? Is it people's paint bubbling, starting to peel off? What is your typical call right now?
Yeah, right now I would say I'm getting a lot of that kind of weather, you know, whether it's been a long time or a short period of time there, you know, the window trims, the tops of fences, just a lot of the, again, horizontal surfaces where the water sits, a lot of chipping and peeling and stuff where, you know, we come out, we'll scrape all the loose paint off, do all the caulking so everything's sealed. And then once it's repainted, you know, it should last you 10, 15 years as opposed to, you know, if you sit and wait and you let that continue to get exposed to the weather, you're going to have to replace the wood and then paint it. Instead of just painting it, you know, it's much more cost effective to just get a refresh paint and it'll last a lot longer.
Here's the other thing, too. There's a lot of people out there. And look, I try to get ambitious with projects and I painted. But if you have this big entryway and you're like, OK, I've got it taped off, and you start painting it halfway up and then you're on a ladder and you're about ready to fall and, you know, you realize, OK, I got in way over my head. You guys can come in and finish that job for them.
Yeah, it we'll get a couple of those calls every now and then. We're like, can you come just paint the top half because I couldn't get there? And absolutely, we're happy to take on any project you have, as you mentioned, as small as chicken coops, little, swing sets, whatever you got, we're happy to do. And you know, you're going to have the free paint and 15% off. And now's the time to do it.
How far out are you guys right now?
So right now, we would be scheduling estimates for next week and we could start the project the week after.
Wow. And that time's going to grow a little bit as you get into summer. So now if you really want a job done, this is prime real estate right now.
It's perfect timing where, you know, last time I was with you guys, I was like, I can start in a couple of days where now, I got to wait about a week, which still isn't too long.
It's really good.
And I try not to get too far out, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, with the weather coming out and everything, you know, people start calling. And so now's the time because you can get the 15% off. And if you're not quite ready, we can get you on the schedule. So even though it's busy, hey, you're already on the schedule. You got 15% off. You got free paint. You need a free color consultation. I got you. You know, whatever we need to do. You know, if you call today, we can take care of all that.
801-208-2649. That's 801-208-2649. Call that number right now. Get on the books. Claim that free paint. And the 15% off. You don't need to commit right now, but you can lock in all those discounts while they come out and give you the estimate and everything right now. But it all starts with that phone call, 801-208-2649. It's 5-star painting right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young is filing a long-term deal to become the next head coach at BYU. That's a huge hire. Kevin Young is the top assistant in the NBA right now. This is beyond best case scenario for the Cougars. This is a who's who of coaches. This is a real muscle flex from BYU to show that they still have a ton of power. I'm stunned. In all honesty, that's a crazy hire. He interviewed for the Jazz job before Will Hardy got it. He's been interviewing for the Raptors job. Like, you are not getting NBA coaches leaving the NBA when, like, their next job is an NBA head coaching job to go to college. Like, that is crazy. Now, what does he do with the job? Can he recruit? How does he get players, et cetera, et cetera? Those are all very big storylines, but, like, you could not have hit a better grand slam. Like, he might be a better coach than Mark Pope.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
It is your good, it is your bad, it is your ugly right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. All brought to you by RGS Exteriors. RGS Exteriors and Construction, obsessed with quality results.
Okay, so I don't bring up mixed martial arts very often. When I do, I try to make it impactful.
And usually it's in the bad or ugly because somebody's doing something stupid.
Yeah, usually it's in the bad, and it's usually John Jones, and he's usually hitting a pregnant woman in a car and leaving the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
But This one's in the good, and I don't know if you've seen the fight, Lloyd. I don't know if you've seen the fight, but Max Holloway fought Justin Gaethje in the final fight of the night on UFC 300, which was a massive card. I think that the UFC did a really good job of stamping UFC 300. I remember UFC 200 and what they did with UFC 200. I think they had Ronda Rousey. I think they had the professional wrestler changed MMA. What was his name? Gosh, dang
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Thank you. Thank you for knowing more about the UFC than me. I appreciate that.
So one time that's ever going to happen.
But so UFC 300, they do a really good job. Well, their main event was Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje. And this was a big fight, and there's a lot of money on the line. By the way, Scotty, fight of the night bonus was $300,000. Knockout of the night was $300,000.
Wow.
So there's $600,000 sitting there. Max Holloway owns four of the five rounds, owns them to the point where one of them could have even been a two-point round. Like, he owns them. Justin Gaethje gets one round. But they're in the final 25, 30 seconds of the fifth round. Max Holloway could have ran. He could have just started circling the cage and let the, which you need to, because Justin Gaethje is known as a one strike knockout artist.
Yeah.
Max Holloway pushes him to the corner, jumps back to the center of the cage, and points his finger down at the center of the cage at him, like, come stand toe to toe and let's do this. So Gaethje gets right there in the middle of the cage, and they're in a phone booth. And they start throwing from the outside, and they just look like two windmills just throwing these big, long, looping arms. The clock is showing 3.
Oh, no.
2. And Max Holloway brings an overhand. I think it was an overhand right. Gaethje went to throw low. Holloway came with a top right, hits him right in the side of the head, and knocks Justin Gaethje out. Gets fight of the night.
Gets knockout of the night.
Risks everything to stand toe-to-toe with Justin Gaethje, because he could have ran and he could have won his fight and got the win bonus. He took home the whole thing. And it will be the most memorable finish to a fight that I've had for any fight in the last 10 years.
Wow.
The last fight that I remember like this, do you remember Anderson Silva?
Yes, absolutely.
Anderson Silva was defending his title against Chris Weidman, and he was getting cocky and making fun of Chris and backing up, and Chris caught him with a right hand. That's second or maybe on the same plane as this, but that was, 10, 15 years ago. So it was a great night of fights, and that was a great moment. The UFC needs more of that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
They need more showmen. Why is Caitlin Clark trending? She's a showman. Why was Conor McGregor a big name? Why did we talk about Conor McGregor? Why do we talk about John Jones? Because they're showmen. Why do we talk about Anderson Silva? They're showmen. The USC needs more showmen.
Yeah. All right. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Good, the bad, the ugly. Klay Thompson.
Ooh.
Last night. In the loss to the Sacramento Kings, here is Klay's stat line. He played 32 minutes, 0 of 10 from the field, 0 of 6 from the three-point line, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. In 32 minutes, 0 of 10 from the field.
And probably his final game as a Golden State Warrior.
Kind of felt like that. And when you heard Steve Kerr on the podium in the postgame, kind of felt like that too.
Let it ride!
You know what's crazy about this? It's only the second time since he's been with Steve Kerr that he recorded 0 points. Only the second time. The only other time he did it, he was ejected in the first minute 43 of the game. That was back on November 23rd against Minnesota.
Wow.
Other than that, he's never had a scoreless game. And it just happened to be in the one and done. An elimination moment with everything on the line. But the sad thing is, it's not a representation of him. I've heard some people say, oh, well, the Achilles finally caught up to him, ACL finally caught up to him. No, because in the final near 5 weeks of the season, he was averaging 21 points on 48% shooting.
He got it dialed in again.
He was averaging 41.3% from three.
Yeah.
So he is still a weapon. And I'm telling you, now I'm not saying spend the farm on him.
Are you willing to give him $20 million a year?
No.
Because that's what he's going to want.
No. No. 13 to 17, maybe. Let's talk.
Yeah.
But if we're talking 20 and extended terms, but having Klay Thompson on your team and a part of your roster.
Yeah.
It's going to make everybody better.
Yeah. Now I'd like to see Klay Matthews on a roster.
That's one guy I miss.
Yeah.
I miss him dearly. But what is his value as a leader?
Yeah. But also, if you're Klay Thompson, you're like, okay, I can go get paid. There's going to be somebody to give him that money. But do I want to be on a crappy team and just be like a, you know, Alvin Harper chasing the money and nobody ever hears from me again?
Did you hear Steve Kerr's comments afterwards?
Yeah.
He didn't mince words.
No.
He said, we need Klay back. He's still got good years left. And I know I speak for everybody in this organization. We want him back. What Clay has meant to this franchise, and as good as he still is, we desperately want Clay back. So he's made it really clear. But at what cost? The Golden State Warriors right now are unaffordable for a non-playoff team. This will probably be a record spent amount for a team that did not make the playoffs.
Yeah, how about that?
And I don't know if it will ever be broken. In 100 years of NBA, I can't imagine there will be a team that will spend more and do less than this Golden State team.
Yeah. Whew. All right, Hans and Scotty, there you go. Good, the Bad, the Ugly coming up next. Whole World News. And then Jay Stevens will join us in studios. We'll talk hockey for a whole hour with Jay. Straight ahead, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The NHL is coming to Salt Lake City.
It's about time.
I have been waiting decades.
This is huge news.
As Utah prepares to welcome the National Hockey League.
This city has long deserved a second pro squad.
The Zone will have all the coverage from every angle as we'll be with the new team every step of the way. From every moment of the offseason right up to when the puck hits the ice in the fall.
A new era in Utah sports.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Go! It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Whole World News, we'll get to that here in a moment, but let's give away some tickets right now. Caller number 12, 801-575-ZONE, is going to win a pair of tickets to go see Blue October at Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater coming up on August 24th, 2024. So get those tickets. All right, Hans, time for another edition of Whole World News. By the way, a little bit of breaking news on the Utah State front. We thought this would happen a little earlier, considering things, but he waited to the end of spring. Cooper Laga is in the transfer portal.
All right. Yep. New portal opening. You got to love the spring portal opening.
Yep.
I know there's a few guys that we'll talk about. There's a couple Utah players that have jumped in, but I'd say the biggest name is probably Cooper Laga. How impactful is that for Utah State?
It's going to hurt him in depth. McKay Hillstead is also going to go in the portal. So okay. You went from four quarterbacks now to Bryson Barnes and now Spencer Petras, the kid from Iowa. And I think the writing was on the wall. The Petras is just, from all accounts, had a tremendous spring and has really settled in nicely and was going is and will be your starter.
Sitting on four guys that have Division I FBS starting reps in their back pocket it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Being able to hold on to them is going to be really rough.
All right. Whole world news, Hans. Let's go to Southwest Europe and the shores of Spain, where orcas, killer whales, have suddenly decided they've had enough, and they are attacking boats. There is a swarm, a
pod.
Killer whales. A pod of killer whales that have now sunk three different boats off the coast of Spain. Now, fortunately, nobody's been hurt. Nobody's died in this. They've been able to rescue everybody. But these orcas, in a very un-orca-like behavior, are now going after boats. Three of these orcas were spotted swimming near a northern yacht in northern Spain. They took that boat down. Now people are being warned up and down that coast of Spain. You may want to wait a little bit because we don't know what's going on. In fact, they're not even supposed to be there. Biologist Dr. Alfredo Lopez said, technically, they're in the Strait of Gibraltar during the spring and shouldn't reach this. They usually don't reach this far north until the end of summer.
Huh. Well, this is, I've watched a couple documentaries on them. I don't know if you've seen some documentaries on them. It's the most intelligent creature in the ocean. And it's considered one of the most intelligent creatures outside of humans on the earth. The way they hunt and the way they show and signal emotion, like this is a brilliant fish that is, or brilliant, I guess I should say, mammal, that is capable of intelligent action and joint action.
Yeah.
Like the way they hunt, they've shown that they have intent the way they do it. So I don't know if they're sick of them killing certain areas or if they're just sick of those boats invading or if they see them taking food source. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. And biologists don't know what's going on. Biologists say they shouldn't even be there, but they're there now. And Discover Wildlife reports that since May of 2020, there have been more than 500 reports of killer whales attacking sailing boats off this coast.
How many reports?
500.
Wow. Well, there you go.
So take your boat out at your own risk.
Yeah, take it out at your own risk. And I don't know, start treating the area a little better, I guess. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Captain Ahab.
Absolutely. Call me Ishmael. All right, Hans and Scotty. Adam's hanging out with us from Five Star Painting. Adam's bringing the heat today. 15% off that paint job. Free paint. I mean, we're talking potentially thousands of dollars of savings here.
Yeah, on your average job, it can be, you know, $750 upwards to $1,500 bucks off of what it would normally cost you without those deals. So it's a great time to call and line it up and at least see what you're looking at.
There's a lot of people out there that are like, okay, we don't know what this color is going to look like. We don't know any of this. And we did the same thing when you came out and did our deck. Like, my wife had an idea of what color she wanted, and you went above and beyond to try to find a way to match that paint because we had some other areas that we wanted to match it to. And it took a process, but you guys found it. And that's the thing. You're patient. You're like, okay, you like this. I'm not going to force you into a color you don't want. And finally, we were able to dial it in on that color. But the patience and the work you guys put in to make sure that we were satisfied was really impressive.
Yeah, and picking the color is always like, it's actually the number one reason why people don't paint is because they can't figure out what kind of colors they want to use. So we even offer a free color consultation through Sherwin-Williams if that's something you're, you know, trying to think about and you're like, man, I just don't know what I should do. Well, we can even help you out with that. Or, you know, while we're on site, we can kind of match colors, do a couple samples. We offer free, like up to like three free sample quarts so you can kind of see what the colors look. You know, we really want to make sure you're getting exactly what you want.
I also want to point out, Adam, that when you guys came out and did my house, I had two, maybe three estimates, and you guys were able to beat the estimates. You know, that was impressive to me because I knew I was getting a reputable business. Because you go look at any of your online reviews, they're just stellar. So I knew I was getting a really great business. And this is before you and I were on air together.
Yeah.
I knew I was getting a really great business, but I was shocked by the affordability of the high-end product. How are you able to keep your prices so competitive?
Well, I mean, a lot of it has to do with kind of two things. A lot of it's kind of quantity that we're doing. So with Sherwin-Williams, we have such a great partnership, and by using, you know, a lot of, we buy a lot of paint. And so we're able to kind of pass on those savings down to the customers and keep it very competitive. You know, we don't ever want to necessarily, we don't want to be too cheap, but we're not out trying to gouge people and get rich off a job. We want to do, we charge you what we think it's going to cost to do the job done right with the quality that you need.
It's really simple. Get on the phones and call and claim that 15% off and the free paint. You don't have to lock in. I mean, you're not committed on that phone call. All you're committed to is having somebody come out, give you a bid, give you an estimate. What you decide to do after that is up to you. But if you decide to go forward, then you're locked in with that, with those savings.
Yeah. All we're saying is call today, and then I can hook you up with the 15% off and the free paint. And by calling today, you can schedule the estimate for a week or two later. And then if you want to do a project in a month, you're on the schedule. You have all the discounts. There's no commitments. And the estimate's free. They're going to come out. They're going to smile, tell you how much, you know, it's going to cost, and you can kind of go from there. We're not pressuring anybody into anything. I just want to offer, hey, give me a call. Let me see what I can do for you.
801-208-2649. That's 801-208-2649. It's Five Star Painting. Call right now. 801-208-2649 right here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.